it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Other huge talking point, and probably more so even nationally all week long, is going to be about the tush push. And let me preface this before we get into it. This is not sour grape stuff. Okay, the Chiefs did not lose because the tush push exists. Okay,
two things can be true at the same time. We are not blaming the rest of the loss. The Chiefs did that all on their own.
Their offense is not good enough. We already talked about the Kelce issue and all of that. But the tush push almost got banned this past offseason. And now after yesterday's game and seeing the national discourse, this thing is done after this year. It's not happening again. The fact that it is becoming so obvious finally to people that the guards on the tush push are clearly moving forward before the ball is snapped, and the refs either can't see it because of the alignment or refuse to call penalties, this thing's going to get banned. It's some of you were not anti tush push. You said, hey, it's a play that the Eagles run really well. Why are we banning a play? That was the argument so many people have. And,
yep.
And I understand that argument. There's some that say, hey, it's just a boring play. Get rid of it. That's kind of where I'm at. And I understand why that's a slippery
slope. Yeah, you didn't mind it from a competitive end. You just liked it because it's boring.
But if you're going to allow the play, you still have to call fouls that occur on the play, as in you know, false starts. And that's the problem with this whole thing, Cody, is it seemed pretty obvious yesterday at least three times, the left guard, sometimes both the right guard and the left guard, were moving forward, I don't know, a half second, whatever. I don't know the exact, you know, slow-mo makes it seem like it was way early. It's probably not as early as it seemed, but they're moving early on these tush pushes.
Or lined up off sides, and both teams seem like they're fully in the neutral zone, which creates this whole issue. After the first one, Gold, not the other two that you're discussing, you and I keep a live accounting of the game so that we can have things to talk about in the show. After the first one, I typed in, the thing I don't like about it is that it's just not officiated the same as any other play. That's why you have to get rid of it. It is officiated different than any other play in the NFL. They essentially have decided it is penalty-less. People are incapable of false starting, incapable of lining up offsides, incapable, and then on the final play of the game, because it's so crowded, you can't even see if something happened. So we can't even tell if Drew Tranquil actually got the football or not, which he very well might have. I don't know, because I can't see it.
Yeah, you can't spot the ball. You can't tell if there's fumbles. You can't see if there's penalties. How can you have that play around?
That's the issue. The issue is less about the competitive advantage that the Eagles get in getting it. And I'll be honest, the Chiefs are better than any team in the NFL at guarding it. They ran that play 7 times, which was almost 12% of their offense yesterday, and the Chiefs stopped it 3. The Chiefs are actually better than almost any team in the NFL at stopping that play. If you can't officiate it, and you heard it from Dean Blandino at the end of the game, if you can't officiate it, then you have to get rid of it.
Yeah, this was Blandino on the Fox broadcast yesterday. The fact that you now finally have, and I know Dean Blandino doesn't work for the NFL anymore, but he used to be the head of officiating for the NFL. We've had him on this show. He's been on the station numerous times. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up on this station at some point this week again, or Mike Pereira.
He might be on
right?
Carrington's show today.
Honestly, I don't know. That's their show. It wouldn't surprise me. But anyway, the fact that he's saying it that strongly, and you see what the national narrative is finally catching up. And it was very close to getting banned anyway last year. This thing is done. This will be the last year. I'm confident saying that today.
Yes.
On September 15th, 2025, the tush push will be done by the end of this season. It'll be gone. They will ban it in the offseason. It'll be over. And this game will be the game why.
No impassioned speech from Jason Kelce or Jeffrey Lurie is saving it this time. It really is. It is getting, and I don't know if anyone's been paying attention, because you know how it is. When I was a younger sports fan, I was like 15 or 16, I would never turn on any national, like no sports center that day. If your team, you know, had
after
a tough
loss.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So like maybe you've been avoiding it. Maybe you handle it that way now. I'm just telling you right now, it is getting the full Juwan Taylor treatment. Remember when we blamed Chris Collinsworth for pointing out something Juwan Taylor was doing and essentially ruining any chance he has and not having a false start? Adam Schefter today on ESPN said, the Chiefs lost not today, but in March when they didn't ban the tush push. That was a sentence from Adam Schefter today.
Yeah, it's over.
And they were copyright people video of the guy false starting so that there's not evidence of it out there. It died. It died today. And again, I'm not saying that the biggest reason the Chiefs lost is why. But, like, you have to admit.
It's
like,
part of the equation, though.
They were on the 1.5-yard line, committed a false start on a third down, and then got a touchdown. If it's third and goal from the 5, they very well might still score a touchdown. Pretty good chance the Eagles are a good football team. But also, it's not a guarantee like it is in the tush push in the situation before. And so, like, again, I don't think that's the biggest reason they lost or even really a reason at all. But it is, if you can't referee it, if the head of officiating is saying there's nothing they can do about it, then get rid of it.
Yeah, look, if you're an Eagles fan, you're saying, sour grapes and all this. You guys should enjoy it the rest of the season, and you should puff your chest out, and it's a huge advantage, and it's helped you win Super Bowls, and it might help you get back to one again this year. I'm just saying this will be the last year the Eagles will have that play to their advantage. Now, Chris Jones, he did speak after the game at the podium, actually, about the tush push and the calls or lack thereof.
Sometimes can't get them all the calls right. And just because we see it, sometimes the official is 15, 20 feet away. Sometimes he can miss those small things. And we think he jumped multiple times. So an official didn't see it, so it wasn't called. And, you know, we just got to go play the next down.
Much calmer way of time. Obviously, Chris Jones was not happy about it. He, you know, he was at the podium, not wanting to get fined or anything like that. But, yeah, the team clearly felt that there was multiple false starts. They also, in a later clip too, Chris Jones, they truly felt like they got a fumble too. Now that I have no idea. No, none of us could see it. Those guys under a pile and everything, that they honestly felt like they forced a fumble. That one's a little bit tougher for us to even discuss because again, you can't see anything.
He had the ball at the end, but they might have had the ball at the same time when Jalen Hurts was on the ground. I can't tell, but that goes back to the officiating of the play. Is that it creates a chaos environment that does not allow for proper refereeing of the game. Now, look, I'll say at the same time, the Chiefs failed that 4th-and-1 earlier in the game, and then they got the one later in the game. Andy, it's just run a quarterback sneak. I'm tired.
I know it.
I'm sorry. It's a stupid excuse that he got hurt the one time a billion years ago. It is a play everyone in the NFL runs all the time and nobody gets hurt. It's enough. You have stunk for 3 years in a row on short yardage situations in which you could have just shoved Patrick Mahomes through, not even a tush push, just a regular ass QB sneak like Josh Allen runs. It's enough already. You had your time in the sun where you put it off of the playbook because you were worried about your guy. He's healthy. He's fine. Just run a QB sneak. It's fine. Trust me, it will be okay. It's playing scared because of one injury, one time.
It looks sillier now because we've now seen 2 games in a row where Mahomes has lowered his shoulder and risked an injury by doing that on a run. He led the team in rushing again in 2 straight. I believe he just had a career high in rushing yards yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, for a regular season game. So the fact that he's risking himself there, and on one of them, it looked like it might even have been a designed run. I don't know if we got confirmation on that, but yet the QB sneak because of a very fluke injury. I think we've had this discussion for years now, though, Cody. It's very clear. As long as Andy Reid is the head coach, they're not running that QB sneak. It's just not happening. So that's what my anger and frustration with it is so low now compared to what is, because we've just, it's very clear. It's been 4 years. It's been 5 years since that play happened, hasn't it?
Yes.
So they're not going to do it. But I'm with you. If he's going to run and lower his shoulder anyway, that's an injury risk play as well. You're going to struggle on short yardage at this point in time, as much as the Kansas City Chiefs have over the last couple of years, you've got to find a play that works. They're not even trying to do the old belldozer anymore. He's on the team. No. You get my point. They're not even trying to do that anymore in short yardage.
It's so silly. There was a while after they got rid of the tush, after they got rid of the QB sneak, that they were running speed option plays with Patrick. I was like, are you crazy?
I told you.
There's just no way that this is more at risk than the easiest play on the planet.
I told you two years ago, who was it? Chad Henne would have been the backup then. Last year was Carson Wentz. Yeah. This year it's Gardner Minshew. I'm serious. And
fine, just run it with Gardner.
Right. Sure. And don't give me this like, oh, well, they'll know you're doing it.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It would still work. Have Gardner Minshew come in on a 4th-and-1. And I know normally, like, don't take the best quarterback in the league out of a play on the if you're doing a QB sneak, make the team prove they can stop you. If it's truly an injury risk thing, can Gardner Minshew not get some reps with Creed Humphrey under center during the week? Just a few. Just a few for a QB sneak. He's a veteran. How many times did Gardner Minshew do QB sneaks with Jacksonville? I bet you, or the Raiders last year. My guess is he's done it a few times. That's the move. Even if you're like, hey, we don't want to risk the Mahomes injury, bring in your backup quarterback for one play, two plays a game on a fourth and one, because you have not shown that Carson Steele or Pacheco or Hunt are capable on a consistent enough basis, or your offensive line for that matter, to get a freaking yard on fourth and one.
The truth is that the way that this works anyway, and the whole setup for the rest of this anyway, is, oh no, you're taking it out of his hands. You do that when you just hand it to the running back on fourth and one anyway. You've already taken it out of the hands of Mahomes, so you're already screwed.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.